And a good afternoon to you from Crete, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Doane College Tigers. The Doane College Tigers out on the floor warming up for this afternoon's contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they are doing the same down to my left. The Doane Tigers going through their warm-up paces, a little three-on-two action, while the Dort College Defenders looks like some free shooting happening over there. I'm seated high atop the playing surface here at the Haddock Center, staring down at the scoreboard and the player benches across the way. Good afternoon. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Haddock Center. The Dort College Defenders and Doane College Tigers coming up in about 5 minutes. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the matchup between these two teams right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. The Doane women come into today's contest 7-6 overall, 2-3 in the G-Pack. They have conference wins over Briarcliff and Northwestern. The losses are to Dakota Wesley and Hastings and Concordia. Tigers won three games in a row from November the 11th through the 19th and are 3-3 in their last six games. Doane lost three games in a row from October 29th through the November the 5th before running off three wins in a row. The Tiger women have outscored teams 65.1 to 63.4. They out-rebound teams 36.5 to 33.2. Turnovers are dead even at 272 apiece through 13 games. Doane converts 40% of their shots. Opponents are making 39.5% of their shots against the Doane Tigers. Hannah Barnard scores 19.6 points per game. She's the leading scorer for the Tigers, a very dangerous player, 3.9 rebounds. Has made 49% of her three-point shots. Morgan Hill is converting 13.2 points per game and takes in a team-high 6.1 rebounds. Hill has made 86% of her field goals, and Barnard makes 76%. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Let's continue on then with a look at these two teams. As I said, McKenna Dodd and Allie Satterley add 8.6 and 6.8 points per game. Hill has a team-high 47 assists and 42 steals. Now, there has been a change to the starting lineup for the Doane College Tigers. Doane will be without the services of Hannah Barnard today, 5'7 senior from Beatrice, Nebraska. She is out of competition due to an injury. For the Dort College Defenders, things look like this. They're 5-6 this season, 0-5 in the G-Pack. The Defenders are looking for the first win since the 65-59 win over Waldorf back in November. Dort has been outscored 67.2 to 61.8. They out-rebound teams 39.6 to 37.8. Dort College is converting 37.3% of its field goals, and opponents are converting 39.8% of their field goals. Paige Engberg scores a team-high 10 points per game with 2.7 rebounds. She has made 38.3% of her three-point shots. Shea Palama is converting 9.1 points per game, leads the team in rebounds with an 8.0 average. Kim Cruz is scoring 8.6 points per contest. Doane lost to Dakota Wesleyan 66-45. That was the game in which she was entered.
Senior from Burlington, Colorado, number 42, Allie Satterley.
in that contest. Doan led 21-18 at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 19-8 in the second quarter and trailed 37-29 at halftime. Hosts continued controlling play and outscored Doan 15-4 in the third quarter to take complete control of the contest. For Door College, they lost to Midland 81-60 on December 7 after leading 38-34 at halftime. The Warriors scored 30 points in the third quarter to take the lead and converted 23 of 28 free throws. Dort College was 12 of 19 from the free throw line and 20 of 58 from the field. Dort had a 43-35 rebounding advantage but was done in by a 28-14 turnover disparity. Kenzie Bausman and Alyssa Flone each scored 10 points per game and Paloma had 11 rebounds. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for Doan, Jenna Naveen is a 5'3 senior from Sterling, averaging 4 points per game. McKenna Dodd is a 5'8 junior from Lincoln, averaging 8.6 points per game. Morgan Hill is a 5'8 senior from Crete, Nebraska, averaging 13.2 points per game. And Allie Satterley starts. She wears number 42. She's a 5'10 senior from Burlington, Colorado, averaging 6.8 points per game. Emma Ehrman is a 5'7 freshman from Lincoln, averaging 1.9 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be Kenzie Bausma. She is a 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon, averaging 5.2 points per game. Pass goes left side over to Bausma. Out front, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 senior from Hull, averaging 8.6 points per game. High post pass to Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, averaging 10 points per game. A reach-in foul called as Kenzie Bausma takes it into the lane. Morgan Hill is whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. That came before the shot. Alyssa Flone is a 5'7 senior from Sioux Center, getting the starting nod. Pass out top is taken away by Doan. Off and running with it is Morgan Hill. Hill the layup after the steal. It's good, and she gives Doan a 2-0 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Ball's tipped away from behind, out of bounds as Dort College tries to bring it up. The final starter for the Dort College defenders is Shea Paloma, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.1 points per game. Inbounding the basketball is Angbers. Angbers gets it in across to Flone. Flone with it. She angles off to the right side. She's just in front of the Doan College bench now. With it on the left side, she brings it back to the wing. Comes outside to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz, ball fake down to the baseline. Muscles it up off of the glass. Short, no good. Rebound is tipped out long. Taken away by Dodd. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd passes it ahead to Naveen. Naveen with it right side. She gives it into the corner to Ehrman. Ehrman to the post up. That's Satterley. Satterley with the left hand around Paloma. Good. Allie Satterley got it on the right side of the lane as you face the hoop. She was able to get Paloma up in the air. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Angber's pass is batted, taken away by Dodd. Dodd pulls up on the right wing. Dodd picks up her dribble, passes right side, gives it over to Hill. Hill down to the baseline, back to Dodd. Dodd comes back out front. They give it inside to Satterley. Satterley into the lane. Her two-point basket is good. It's 6-0. 6-0 our score. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz setting the offense. She passes it up to Angbers. Angbers tries to get it across the timeline. Dangerous pass taken by Flone. Flone gives it off to Bausma. Bausma sets fires. Three, too strong, no good. Rebound is taken away by Dodd. Dodd passes it ahead to Ehrman. Ehrman with the basketball. Ehrman on the right side with it. Throws it, tries to pass it. It actually deflects off the side of the backboard. Dort College trailing 6-0. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter of this one. Ball is down on the floor. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball after the defenders controlled the opening tip. Dort College is going to call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll keep it right here. This is a 30-second timeout charged to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Binder Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Inbounding the basketball will be the Tigers. McKenna Dodd will throw it in. Dort College trailing 6-0. And bringing the basketball up will be Jenna Naveen. Naveen with it on the right wing. Naveen comes back over to Morgan Hill. Hill left side. to Ehrman. Ehrman with the basketball. She comes back to Hill. Hill on the right wing. Swings it into Satterley. Satterley on the run with the right hand. Crossing the lane. Layup good. Allie Satterley with 6 early points. And the Doan Tigers lead 8-0. Into the front court with the basketball. Paloma. Paloma feeds it back over to Flohn. Flohn right side. Now Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz underneath. Paloma. Paloma loses it. Picked up by Doan. Trying to save it in. And she does. Ball is saved in by Morgan Hill off of a Dort College player, and now Doan will have it back, leading 8-0 with 7:22 remaining in the first quarter of this contest. Jenna Naveen takes it across the timeline. Naveen passes right wing. This is Ehrman. Ehrman looking inside for Satterley. Satterley has had her way inside thus far. Her left-handed shot no good that time. Satterley averaging 6.8 points per game. She's got 6 already. She misses on that attempt, though. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing the ball in at the Doan bench. Throwing it in is Cruz. Cruz finds Flohn. Flohn back over to Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz on the right wing. Kim Cruz beyond the three-point line, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Alyssa Flohn. Flohn whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. And the Tigers will inbound the basketball. Full court in front of them. Morgan Hill will toss it in. She bounces it over to Naveen. Naveen brings it up. Naveen, the point guard from Sterling for Doan. She gives it to Satterley at the high post. Satterley gives it back to Ehrman. Ehrman into the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan tossing it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be McKenna Dodd. Dodd throwing it in. Dodd gets it into Satterley. Satterley back to Dodd. Dodd on the right side. Bounce pass on the pick and roll. Satterley. Satterley off of the glass. Good. 10-0. Doan College out to a quick start. And a foul called in the backcourt. That's going to go on Emma Ehrman. Ehrman whistled for foul number one. Checking into the contest will be Landers. Checking out of the game will be Paloma. Also checking in is Ryan Smith for the defenders. Checking out of the contest will be Flohn. Throwing the ball in is Kenzie Bausma. Bausma gets the ball inbounded. This is Cruz. Cruz with the right hand. Kim Cruz across half court. Drives left side with it. Stops Cruz. Cruz off of the glass. Good. Kim Cruz with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 10-2. 10-2. Doan basketball. Naveen. Naveen out front to Hill. They feed it down low, and Landers is going to be called for the foul, reaching over the top on the post-entry pass. Rio Landers whistled for her first personal. That is team foul number two on the defenders. It's still 10-2, Doan in front. Well, the big story in this one early on, the Doan Tigers without leading scorer, Hannah Barnard. And she is out with an injury suffered against Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday night. Doan has not shown any ill effects thus far, though, getting out to a 10-2 lead. Missed shot in the lane by the Doan Tigers, and the point guard, Jenna Naveen, coming away with a rebound. Was Bausma. They get it inside to Landers. Landers misses the shot. Rebound is cleared by Doan. Tigers up and running. Right side, Naveen. Naveen back to Ehrman. Ehrman's pass tipped and taken away by Bausma. Bausma heading up the floor with the right hand. Tries to get a step. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Count the hoop, and she's fouled. Kenzie Bausma with the two-point basket. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Checking into the contest is Dort College's Peyton Harmson. Harmson checks in. Flohn checks back in. Bausma shooting free throws. Angbers and Cruz are out. Here's your lineup for Dort College. Landers. Flohn. Ryan Smith. Bausma. And Harmson. Bausma makes the free throw. Cuts the lead down to 10-5. Steal by Dort College. Up and running Flohn. Flohn driving with the right hand. Nothing there. Stops. Now she's tied up, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball. Doan inbounding, 5:16 left to go in the first quarter. And it'll be Dort College basketball, beg your pardon. So Dort College throwing the ball in. That's Flown. Flown to Harmson. Harmson out front, Rinesmith. Rinesmith back to Harmson. Harmson feeds it underneath to Landers. Landers, nothing there. Landers takes one dribble into the middle of the lane. Kicks it back outside. It comes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith shakes right, goes left. Nothing there. Comes back to Flown. Flown, off-balance shot. Missed it. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up off of the glass. Good. Alyssa Flown with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 10-7. Dort College with seven unanswered. Doan College with the basketball. This is Carolyn Cahill. Cahill with it out front. Cahill comes back over to Dodd. Dodd to Cahill. Cahill back to Dodd. Dodd at the free throw line. Comes back. They give it underneath. Trying to push her way to the basket is Hill. Hill cut off. 3 seconds to shoot. Ball taken away by Flown. Flown with a steal. Flown racing the other way. Stops, puts it up, short arms it, no good. Now a foul called on the rebound. The foul is going to go against the Doan Tigers. Foul came after the shot on the rebound. So Dort College will be inbounding the basketball. That's foul number two. Beg your pardon, three against Doan. Foul number one against McKenna Dodd. 4:20 remaining. First quarter. Dort College trailing Doan, 10-7, throwing it in right side of the lane is Flown. Flown to Bausma. Bausma right elbow. Comes back to Flown on the return pass from Harmson, and we're tied up 10-10. Kenzie Bausma with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have tied it for the first time this afternoon with 4:04 remaining in the first quarter. Doan throws over the top. Nothing there. Down to the baseline. Puts up the short shot. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming away with it is Flown after the missed shot by McKenna Dodd on the right baseline. Rinesmith pushes it. Gets it to Harmson. Harmson sets, fires three. Offline, no good from the wing. And the rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joyner Zwart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Doan basketball. With it is Naveen. Naveen driving in. Nothing there. Kicks it back outside. Zerbenicki. Zerbenicki throws it into the corner and a three-point basket for McKenna Dodd. Her first of the day. And the Doan Tigers take the lead at 13-10. 13-10. Quickly up the floor with it is Rinesmith. Rinesmith has it tipped away from her by a Doan College player. Dort College will throw it in. Abby Pruitt is in the ball game right now for the defenders. Paloma checks in. Landers is out. Off the inbounds pass, they get it out front to Bausma. Bausma jumper from 17 is off the side of the iron. No good. Doan College with the basketball. Dodd. Dodd on the right wing. McKenna Dodd, they feed it down low. Satterlee. Satterlee shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul is going to go against Paloma. Shea Paloma whistled for her third personal foul. And Satterlee will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. She doesn't waste any time at the free throw line. Kim Cruz checking back in. Kenzie Bausma will check out. So Kim Cruz steps up, and she's on the free throw line. Free throw is missed by Satterlee. Satterlee, a 38% free throw shooter. I mean, she made one of two. And here comes Dort College. Cruz. Cruz barreling her way to the hoop. Shot no good. Partially blocked. And the rebound is cleared by Marie Matthews. Matthews to Zerbenicki. Zerbenicki intended underneath for Satterlee. It's tipped out of bounds by Paloma. It will be Doan basketball. 2:37 remaining. First quarter of play. Doan to toss it in. Pass comes in out front. Shot on the way is off the mark. No good from the left elbow. Missed by Satterlee. Rebound Dort College. Pruitt with the basketball on the right side. Pruitt out front. They go back over to Harmson. Harmson thought about the three. Instead feeds it back to Cruz. Cruz reverses it to Paloma. Paloma in the lane. Her shot no good. But Shea is fouled in the act of shooting. She will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. That's foul number five as well against the Doan College Tigers in this quarter. So Dort College is in the bonus for the final 2:21 of the first quarter of play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Paloma. Paloma, a 79% free throw shooter, gets Dort College back to within three, pending another free throw. Second free throw is on the way. This one's off the mark, no good, and it should be 14-11. 14-11, our score. Pass goes over to Pruitt. Pruitt spins into the lane. Abby Pruitt with the basketball on the block. Pruitt comes back outside. This is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Ryan Smith comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with it down to the baseline. Cruz underneath, and Cruz is fouled on the play. Kim Cruz to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. Kim Cruz makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Our score stands now at 14-11 after that made free throw. 14-11, another free throw on the way for Cruz. That one's up and good as it skims the front of the rim and falls through. Kim Cruz with 4 points. And the Doan College Tigers are inbounding with 2:04 remaining in the first quarter. Doan basketball with it on the right side. They run it into the front court. A three-pointer and a rainmaker by McKenna Dodd. McKenna Dodd with 6. And the Doan lead is 17-12. She buried that one from deep in the left side. Good step behind the three-point line. Pass Ryan Smith. Doan a little bit of a surge here, going up by 5. Bounce pass goes to Paloma. Paloma puts it up against Satterley, and Satterley is going to be called for the personal foul. And then that's foul number 2 on Allie Satterley. That's a costly foul for Doan. Satterley with 9 points thus far, but Paloma will go to the free throw line where she is 1-for-2 so far this afternoon. 17-12, Dort College down by 5. Free throw on the way for Paloma is up and good. Shea with another one on the way. Juergens checks in. Dort College countering with Sloan and Bausma. Ryan Smith and Pruitt check out of the contest for the defenders. Paloma, a second free throw, trying to make this a 3-point ball game. Satterley on the bench now with 2 personal fouls. Second free throw is missed by Paloma, and the defenders trail by 4. Doan with the basketball, bringing it up. Pass goes left side. With it on the wing is Dodd. Dodd gives it back out front to Naveen, 1:22 and counting. Naveen with it. Comes back to the top of the key. Hill. Hill driving in. Left-handed shot. Short. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Bausma. Bausma to Sloan. Sloan to Cruz. Cruz crossing over to the lane. Her pass deflected and taken away by Hill. Hill with the basketball. Hill gives it up to Naveen. Naveen into the lane, and we've got a hand check. That's going to be called on Sloan, I believe. No, it's going to be on Bausma. Bausma, wrong place, wrong time. She picks up her first personal, team foul number 4, against the Dort College defenders. Doan inbounding the basketball. Zerbenicki gives it up to Naveen. Naveen with it on the right side. Naveen into the lane. She's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Naveen. Dort College gets it back, trailing by 4. Throwing the ball in will be Bausma. Bausma gives it in to Cruz. Cruz. Back to Bausma. Bausma with the basketball. Bausma to Sloan. Sloan, her pass underneath is taken back by Hill. Hill with a steal. Hill, one player to beat, lays it up with a left hand cut. Morgan Hill with 4 points. And the Tigers extend the lead to 19-13. They led 10-0 out of the chute. Dort College tied it at 10. Back the other way, Bausma, too strong off of the glass. And now Doan College can hold for the final shot of the quarter. That was Bausma driving coast to coast. Looked like she might get the 2-point basket, but she was too strong off of the glass. And the Tigers have the basketball. 14 seconds now. Naveen working against Sloan. Naveen in traffic. Her shot no good. The help defense by Paloma, but Paloma is going to pick up her second personal foul. That's foul number 2 on her. And with 8.6 seconds remaining, Naveen will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Well, Morgan Hill is the only player in the lineup today for Doan with a double-digit average. But so far, Doan has gotten a lift from Allie Satterley with 9 points. Doan out to a 20-13 lead. It's 8.6 seconds remaining in the quarter, so Dort College should get a decent shot off either after the made basket or the rebound, and it's a made basket. It's 21-13. Pass to Flohn, 7 seconds left. Gets it back over to Cruz, 5. She's across half court. Spins at the free throw line. Floater in the lane, off the glass is too strong, no good. And our first quarter comes to an end. Doan College 21, Dort College 13. Back with the second quarter of play from Crete, Nebraska, right after this. Through one quarter of play, it's Doan 21, Dort College 13. And I see now where I was mistaken on the score. I had credited Kenzie Bausma with a 3. It should have only been a 2. And that threw things off by 1 point. And that's how we are now at 21-13. Dort College led by Bausma's 5. Satterley has 9 for the Tigers. Satterley, they go backdoor cut, and laying it up with the right hand is good. McKenna Dodd. Dodd with a 2-point basket, now getting a hand on it in the passing lane is the reserve post player, L. Juergens. So Dodd now with 8 points. And the Doan Tigers out to a 10-point lead, matching the lead that they started the contest with. So Dort College got back to within 1 at 10-9, and now Doan has stretched it back to 23-13. Engbers with it at the free throw line. Back outside Cruz. Cruz, 3, good. Kim Cruz hits the first 3 of the day for the Dort College defenders, and Dort College back to within 7 at 23-16. 23-16 the score. Pass into the corner. Naveen, 3, left it short, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, stops her dribble, gives it up to Flohn. Flohn goes right side. Back Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline. Her shot from the right baseline from 8 feet is too strong. And the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan basketball, Naveen. Naveen left side to Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki back to Naveen. Bounce pass into the lane. It's cleared by Engbers. Engbers over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up. Flohn. Flohn right side. Bausma. Bausma with it on the right wing. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz on the right side. 3-point line. Instead goes to Flohn. Flohn 3. Misses too strong. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Tigers. Tigers. Long pass ahead to Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki layup good. Zerubinicki with a 2-point bucket. It's 25-16. Doan in front by 9. 8-10 remaining in the first half. Doan getting out quickly. Now they've settled in back to a 9-point lead after leading by 10 early on. Bausman lane, beat her defender, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Morgan Hill. It's foul number 2 on Hill. Free throws on the way for Bausma. Bausma, first free throw no good. Another one on the way. 25-16 our score. Another free throw on the way for Kenzie Bausma. Second free throw for Bausma, 57% free throw shooter. She makes 1 of 2. She's now 2 for 3 this afternoon. And the defenders trail 25-17. Into the front court with the basketball is Ehrman. Ehrman. Left wing, Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki. Back to Dodd. Baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, throwing it in will be Engbers. Engbers to toss it in, length of the floor in front of her. Rhinesmith back over to Pruitt. Pruitt against full court pressure defense, looks like 1-2-1-1. Rhinesmith works it up, lost it. It's down on the floor, picked up by Doan. Pass goes left side, Dodd. Dodd into the corner, a 3 for the Tigers. No good by Zerubinicki. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Rhinesmith over to Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline. Pruitt up strong, her layup good. Abby Pruitt with a 2-point basket. It's 25-19, Dort College leading by down by 6. Doan with the basketball and the lead. Dort College in a 2-3 zone defense. This is Zarabinicki. Zarabinicki drops it off inside for Juergens. Juergens' hook shot is no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bausma. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, pardon me, Doan College basketball after Dort College touched it last. 7:01 remaining. Here in the first half, Doan in front 25-19. Tigers have it. This is Hill. Hill into the corner. Dodd, three, good. McKenna Dodd with a three-point basket. She's got 11. And the Dort College defenders lead it, a trail at 28-19. Defenders with the cross-court pass over to Bausma. Bausma to Pruitt. Pruitt at the free throw line. Left side, three, open. Ingbers missed it, no good. Rattled it, and it pops out. Here comes Doan off and running. Three-on-three break. Straight up the floor. They pass it right side now to Zerbenicki. Zerbenicki to Satterley. Satterley lost it, but it's picked up in right place, right time for Morgan Hill. Hill dumps in the short shot, and it's 30-19. 30-19, our score. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball, bringing it up is Evie Pruitt. Pruitt across the timeline. Pruitt passes right side. They go to Fetters. Melissa Fetters to Harmson. Harmson left wing. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith looking for Pruitt. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson Fetters. Fetters down to the baseline. Double teamed. And she steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball after the turnover. Fetters trying to make something happen with a drive on the baseline. And she ends up on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Doan basketball. Ehrman with it. Ehrman to Dodd. Dodd's pass deflected by Rhinesmith. Picked up by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Dodd. Dodd right wing. Now back out front. 14 to shoot for the Tigers. Dodd to Ehrman. Ehrman left side. This is Julia Reed. Now three to shoot. Driving in, they drop it off. Shot is off the bottom of the backboard, and a shot clock violation against the Doan Tigers. Dort College comes up with a stop that they need. They force the turnover, and Harmson will throw the ball in for the defenders. Peyton Harmson, a 5'8 freshman from Rock Rapids, Iowa. She gets it into Abby Pruitt. Pruitt takes it across the timeline. She tries to find Fetters, and her pass is taken away. Stopping underneath the basket is Matthews. Matthews fires it back outside, and Doan will reset the offense. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound Landers. Rio Landers with the rebound. Landers gives it up to Dodd. Dodd takes it across half court. Dodd on the left side. She goes back over to Fetters. Ball is deflected, and it's taken back by Doan, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz is in. Fetters will check out. So Dort College will have the basketball in front of the Tiger bench. Throwing the ball in will be Rhinesmith. Annie Rhinesmith, a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota. She gets it in to Pruitt. Pruitt to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz passes left side. They give back over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith underneath Cruz. Cruz shot, partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Doan and Julia Reed. Julia Reed with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Satterley. Satterley back outside. Nothing there. Ehrman. Ehrman gives it off to Matthews. Matthews, Satterley. Satterley gets around Landers. Her layup is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Satterley with another two. She'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity, and Doan threatening to stretch the lead up to 14 with a free throw on the way for Satterley. Now, Satterley just 3 of 8 from the free throw line entering play today. She is 1 for 2 so far this afternoon. Free throw is a line drive off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Paloma. Shea comes away with it. Dort College trailing 32-19. In the backcourt with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt driving right side, stops on the baseline. Her defender stumbles. She puts it up off the side of the backboard, no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot on the way. Rhinesmith missed it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Reed. Reed with the basketball. Goes airborne. Passes over the top. Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki back over to Reed. Reed gives to Ehrman. And with 3:49 remaining, first half of play, Doan has opened up a 32-19 advantage. Doan basketball. Zerubinicki into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound to Satterley. Satterley with a two-point basket. She's got 13. And the Tigers lead it 34-19. 34-19 our score after Satterley's offensive rebound and putback. And here come the Tigers. Tiger basketball quickly up the floor. With it is Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki inside Satterley. Satterley kick out pass. Goes to Reed. Over the top. Zerubinicki, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled finally by Kim Cruz, and now a reach-in foul called from behind against the Doan College Tigers and number 20, Marie Matthews, I believe. Doan College sending five new players into the contest. Doan College countering right now with Cruz, Flone, Angbers, Pruitt, and Palama. For the Tigers, it's Naveen at the point. Zerubinicki stays in the contest. With it left side, Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, Angbers. Angbers, three on the way. Missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. Pass goes right side. This is McKenna Dodd. Dodd on the right wing. Dodd gives it up to Naveen. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. Shea Pollum has just picked up her third personal foul. That means Rio Landers is going to have to play some more extensive minutes for the defenders. Dort College short in terms of their post play. Rachel Evavold out of uniform again this evening. She's in street clothes. She will not be playing. Matthews gets the ball inbounded to Juergens, and Juergens is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul goes on Landers, and now Dort College is in a world of hurt in the post. I believe you're going to see Deanna Hoxbergen pressed into action. Hoxbergen, not a regular in the rotation, but both of the players in the regular rotation for the Dort College defenders. Now with three fouls. Second free throw by Juergens is up and good. And Hoxbergen will check into the contest, so we will see what she's able to do. Her team trailing 34-20. Into the front court with the basketball is Flone. Flone gives it up Pruitt. Pruitt left side Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers goes back over to Cruz. Cruz spins, stops, puts it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz has it down on the floor. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by McKenna Dodd. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd goes left side over to Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki, Doan playing with a 16-point lead, 35-19. Trying to pass it off. They get it to Juergens. Juergens, nothing there. Blocked, and now she's going to be called for the travel as she came down with the rebound and took an extra step. 35-19 our score. Dort College down 16. Throwing it in will be Cruz. Cruz gets it in to Flone. Flone will trot it into the front court. Flone gives it up to Cruz. Cruz looking for Angbers. Angbers looking down low for Hoxbergen. Back out front, Cruz. Cruz, three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki to Naveen. Naveen pull up from 15, missed it, no good. Rebound Juergens. Juergens back out front, Naveen. Naveen. Left side, Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki, Naveen. Naveen, baseline jumper, good. Jenna Naveen with 4 points. And the defenders trail 37-19. Cruz with it. Cruz down to the baseline. Nothing there for Cruz. Cruz comes back over. This is Hoxbergen. Hoxbergen has it tipped away, and it's controlled by Naveen. Naveen will walk it up. 1 minute remaining in the first half of play. Doan will set the offense, leading by 18, and an opportunity to stretch this out. Thought about the long three to set it against it, did McKenna Dodd. Here's Naveen. Naveen in between the circles out front. Pass goes right side. Zerubinicki. Zerubinicki to Naveen. Shot from 10, no good. Missing it was Marie Matthews. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball, they pass left side over to Cruz. Cruz travels with it. Turnover, Dort College. And the defenders have been hampered by some turnover troubles here this afternoon as well. 35.8 seconds remaining. First half of play. Doan in the driver's seat. And the Tigers bring it up. 5 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Zarbanicki to Naveen. Naveen setting the offense. She passes left side to Dodd. Dodd gets the return pass. 10 to shoot. 15 on the game clock. Ball poked away by Cruz. Cruz with the steal. Cruz driving in. Spins. Puts it up. Her shot is good. Count the hoop and Naveen is whistled for the personal foul. So Kim Cruz with the steal and the lay-in. Had to work to get it. So Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. And Cruz misses the free throw. Rebound taken down by Hochsbergen, and Hochsbergen is fouled on the play. That's foul number 4 on Doan in this quarter. And that foul is called on Juergens. Juergens first. So Dort College will be inbounding. A chance to bite into this, what was an 18-point lead. Stands at 16 right now. Pass out front. Driving in is Bausma. Bausma with the right hand, and a foul on the play, I believe. We have a charging foul called on Bausma. Bausma got the shot to go, but wave it off. And she has just picked up her second personal foul. Score remains 37-21. Doan basketball in the backcourt, Naveen. Naveen dribbles out the clock, and that's the end of the first half of play. Doan outscores Dort College 16-8 in the second quarter. They're in control right now, up 37-21. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Hey, did you hear the Dort College defenders have trailed start to the finish of the first half. They got down 10-0 right away in the first half. Cut the lead down to 10-9. Doan then pulled away to a 21-13 first quarter lead. Doan extended the lead to as many as 18 at 37-19. Dort College got a bucket to make it 37-21, and that's where we're at right now. The Dort College defenders led in scoring by Kim Cruz with 9 points. Doan Tigers are led by Allie Satterley with 13 points on 6 of 8 shooting from the floor. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the complete numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Here are the numbers from the first half of today's contest. Dort College 7 of 28 shooting for 25%. 1 for 9 from the 3-point line, 11%. 6 of 10 on free throws for 60%. Dort College has been out-rebounded 23-19. Dort College has committed 14 turnovers. Doan College 15 of 33 shooting, 45.5%. 3 of 8 on threes, 37.5%. 4 for 7 on free throws, 57%. They have committed 9 turnovers. Kim Cruz with 9 points. Kenzie Bausma has 6, 2 each for Alyssa Flohn, Shea Palama, and Ebby Pruitt. Allie Satterley leads Doan with 13 points. McKenna Dodd has 11, 6 for Morgan Hill, 4 for Jenna Naveen, 2 by Bailey Zarbanicki, and 1 for Elle Juergens. Kenzie Bausma with 5 rebounds to lead Dort College, 4 for Kim Cruz. For Doan, 4 rebounds for McKenna Dodd, 5 for Bailey Zarbanicki, 3 for Morgan Hill, and 2 each for Allie Satterley, Julia Reed. And I thought one more had 2, but she did not. Naveen with 2 assists, Morgan Hill with 2 assists, Bailey Zarbanicki with 2 assists for the Tigers. Morgan Hill has a team-high and game-high 5 steals for Doan. For Dort College, 2 assisted baskets in the first half, 1 for Paige Engbers, 1 for Peyton Harmson. Kim Cruz has a block shot and 2 steals. Alyssa Flohn also has 2 steals. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Coming up, we'll have the men's contest about 20 minutes following the conclusion of this women's contest at approximately 4 o'clock. Be able to hear that game on KDCR as well. And after today, one more game before the holiday break in terms of GPAC action. The Door College women will be going west to California for a couple of games a week from this Monday and Tuesday. That is after exams have wrapped up this coming week. A big week for the Door College on the Door College campus, with exams beginning on Monday and running through the end of the week. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a check on GPAC scores right after this. This is Door College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Great Plains Athletic Conference midpoint scores. At half, Hastings leads Dakota Wesleyan 25-20 in women's play. Briar Cliff over Midland 32-31. Concordia 52-25 lead over Northwestern. No report on Morningside and the College of St. Mary. Heading into play today, Concordia is undefeated, 7-0 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings are both 5-1. Briar Cliff is 4-2. Northwestern is 3-4. Midland and Morningside 2-3, along with Doan. Mount Marty is 2-4. Dort 0-5. College of St. Mary 0-6. One more break. Second half of action right after this. Doan College with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Morgan Hill passes it off, driving the lane, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Kim Cruz. That's foul number one on her. Fortunately, not on one of Dort College's post players. Landers and Palama in the regular rotation for the Dort College defenders in the post, and they both have three fouls already, and in fact, both of them start the second half on the bench as Dort College goes a little bit smaller here in the second half to start with, at least. Dodd makes both free throws. She's got 13. And the defenders trail 39-21. The Doan Tigers matching their biggest lead of the contest. Pass goes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz feeds it down low. Bausma. Bausma fires it up. It's short. Hangs on the rim and falls through from the left side of the lane. She's got 8 points. And the defenders trail by 16, 39-23. Pass deflected out by Flohn. Flohn had her hands on it. Cruz comes up with it. Here's Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in with the left hand. Missed it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan Tiger basketball. Bringing it up is Hill. Hill across the half-court stripe. Hill comes back over to Dodd. Dodd splits the defense with the right hand. It's up too strong off the glass. No good. And the rebound is secured by Angbers, and Angbers is fouled on the play. Morgan Hill whistled for the personal foul, and that's number three on her. So Morgan Hill saddled with her third personal foul. She is the first player for Doan to pick up her third foul. In the backcourt with the basketball is Flohn. Flohn to Cruz. Cruz fires it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith across half court comes back over to Flohn. Flohn gives it up right corner. Bausma. Bausma underneath Angbers. Angbers a dribble to gather herself. Her shot is good. Paige Angbers with her first 2 points this afternoon, averaging 10 points per contest, and the defenders back to within 14. 39-25. Let's see if Dort College can stretch some stops together. Doan with the basketball. Hill. Hill puts it on the floor against Bausma. Comes back to Ehrman. Ehrman to Naveen. Naveen with the basketball on the right wing. Naveen looking for the pass down low. Instead, she kicks it left side over to Ehrman. Ehrman three. Long, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Hill. Hill in traffic, and Hill is fouled on the play. And two free throws on the way for Doan College. Annie Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. That's number one on her. To the free throw line will be Satterley. Satterley fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and through. She's got 14. She is now 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up, and Satterley's free throw is in and out. No good. Rebound tipped out, though, by the Tigers. Coming away with it, though, for Dort College is Flohn. Flohn to Rinesmith. Rinesmith drops it off to Bausma. Bausma fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Naveen, her second, and Kenzie Bausma will go to the free throw line trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She's got 10 points. Bausma shooting a free throw. Bausma this afternoon, 2 for 3 at this point, now 3 for 4. She's a 57% free throw shooter, helping herself, though, at the free throw line this afternoon, and the defenders trail 40-28. Dort College whittling away at the lead. 2 minutes into the second half, they've got it down to 12. Doan with the basketball. They pass it into Satterley. They bring the double team. Kick out pass. Again, they work it over to Naveen. Naveen, right elbow. This is Hill. Hill driving the lane. Her shot deflected, tipped out, and controlled by Rinesmith. And Rinesmith is fouled in the backcourt by Morgan Hill, and I believe Hill has just picked up her fourth personal foul. For the Doan Tigers, look over at the bench, and you saw Morgan Hill pick up that foul, and everyone's head dropped at about the same time. Tracy Fairbanks and the assistant coaches, Ryan Baumgartner and Alec Engebretson, both their heads just dropped as Hill picks up her fourth personal. She's the leading scorer for Doan in uniform today in terms of season average. She's on the bench now with her fourth personal foul. Pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz backing her way in. Cruz puts it up off the glass. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. She's got 11. Dort College trails 40-30. With it on the right side is McKenna Dodd. Dodd on the wing. Dodd to Ehrman. Ehrman with it. Ehrman gives it up to Naveen. Naveen on the right elbow. Naveen comes back right side. Quick fire three. No good. Rebound taken down by Bausman. The Dort College lead. A deficit is 10, but they've got the basketball. Right side with it is Bausma. Bausma, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three short, no good. Long rebound, though. Bausma. Bausma jumps up into traffic, lost it, and it's picked up by Dodd. Dodd with the basketball. She passes left side to Ehrman. Ehrman with it on the right wing. Now Naveen. Naveen straight on, about 4 feet behind the three-point line. She matches up with Kim Cruz. Cruz on the defense. Pass comes back to Naveen. Naveen rolls it underneath Satterley. They bring the double team from Rinesmith, and it's taken away by Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz comes up with it, so every time it's going into Satterley, Dort College is bringing a double team. Left side pass goes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, left side, flown. Flown gives it up to Engbers. Engbers to Bausma. Bausma, two-point basket, good. She's got 13. 7 in the second half for Bausma. Dort College has outscored Doan 11-3 to start the second half. 5:58 left to go in the third quarter. Doan basketball. Out front with it is Dodd. Dodd drops it in for Satterley. Satterley missed it. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz comes back over to Flown. Flown with it on the right side, and the Dort College defenders call a timeout. Dort College with 5:45 remaining in the third quarter, up 40-32 with the basketball, calls a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Flown inbounds to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Rinesmith comes back over to Flown. Flown right side. Doan has changed up defense. They've gone to a zone. And Paige Engbers buries a three. And the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 40-35. So the run continues for the defenders. Right now it's at 10-0. Dort College trailed 40-25. That was the last time Doan scored. 5:10 remaining third quarter. Naveen. Naveen driving in. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Annie Rinesmith as Rinesmith slid over on the drive by Naveen on the right side of the lane. And free throws on the way now for Naveen. Naveen, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. All of Doan's points here in the third quarter have come from the free throw line. All three of them, now 4. She made the first one, another one on the way. This one's off the mark, no good, but Satterley comes away with a rebound. Pass left side over to Satterley. Satterley in traffic, shot no good, and after Satterley going 6 for 8 in the first half, she's come down to earth a little bit here in the second half. Today's broadcast, after Dort College has a pass tipped by Doan out of bounds, it'll be Defender Basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Shot by Cruz in the lane is good. Kim Cruz, a two-point basket, and the defenders trail 41-37. Step back three on the way for the Tigers, and knocking down the three is McKenna Dodd. Dodd with 16, and the defenders trail it 44-37. 44-37, up the floor with it is Cruz. Cruz passes left side. Angbers. Angbers looking underneath for Bausma. Bausma on the baseline. Her short shot is good. 9 points in the second half for Bausma. 15 for the ball game. Dort College trails by five again, 44-39. 4 minutes remaining. They pass it to Satterley. Satterley tracks it down on the baseline. Satterley comes back out front. Left side to Dodd. Dodd gives it up to Naveen. Naveen with the basketball. Naveen to Dodd. Dodd, step back three again, and she hit it again. Four threes for Dodd. 19 for the ball game, and the defenders trail 47-39. 3:40 and counting, third quarter. Into the front court with the basketball. Rhinesmith trying to fire it underneath, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. And Bailey Zarbenecki. Fetters and Pruitt are into the contest. Bausma checks out. Cruz also checks out of the contest. Throwing the ball in will be Flown. Dort College down eight. They get it into Engbers. Engbers off of the glass. Too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Naveen. Naveen goes right side. Dodd. Dodd with it on the wing. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd on the right side to Naveen. Naveen driving in with the right hand, reverses it outside to Ehrman. Ehrman gives it up to Zarbenecki. Zarbenecki driving right side. Her lay-in is good. 4 points for Zarbenecki, and Doan has withstood the Dort College rally attempt. Let's see if Dort College can mount another threat. Pruitt with the basketball back to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith driving at the free throw line, kicks it off right side. Three on the way is up and good for Flown. Flown with five, and the Dort College defenders trail by seven, 49-42. Dort College got as close as four at 41-37. 2:35 and counting, third quarter. Doan basketball, Zarbenecki. Zarbenecki gives it up, goes left side over to Ehrman. Ehrman with it. Ehrman in between the circles out front. Ehrman driving with the left hand, puts it up, gets it to go, and Rhinesmith has whistled for the personal foul. Annie Rhinesmith unable to keep Ehrman from getting into the lane, and Ehrman finishes with the right hand. Defenders down nine. Harmson, Cruz, and Hoxbergen check in. Landers and Palama remain on the bench with three personal fouls. Emma Ehrman to the free throw line. Trying to complete the three-point play. That was foul number three on Rhinesmith. And Ehrman makes the free throw. And the defenders trail 52-42. 52-42 our score. Pass comes out to Fetters. Fetters left side Harmson. Harmson lobs it down low for Hoxbergen. Hoxbergen double team. They come back over. This is Fetters. Fetters to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Muscles it up. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's loose. Picked up by Cruz. Cruz shot no good, but a foul on the play called against the Doan Tigers. That's going to go on Nicole White. White whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number four against the Tigers in this quarter. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. She was shooting. She'll shoot two free throws. First one is up and through for Cruz, a 71% free throw shooter. She has 14 points, and another free throw coming. Timeout situation, Doan has four remaining. Dort College has three. Dort College used one in the first half and another here in the second half. Second free throw by Cruz, no good. Fetters comes away with the offensive rebound. Back over to Pruitt. Abby Pruitt back over to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Kim with it right side to Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson to Pruitt. Pruitt drives in right side. Comes back to Harmson. Harmson to Cruz. Cruz left side. Jump stop. Her shot is no good. And they wave it off and say she traveled before the shot attempt. And the Dort College defenders will retreat on defense. And Doan College will inbound the basketball. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan with a 9-point lead. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
God's presence.
52-43. Dort College leading by nine, trailing by nine, I should say. Doan with the lead and the basketball. Tigers have it, Ehrman. Ehrman goes over to McKenna Dodd. Dodd gives it up left side to Zarbenecki. Zarbenecki right side, three on the way, is good. A three-pointer for McKenna Dodd. She's got five three-pointers, that is. She's got three here in the second half. She's got 22 points for the ballgame, and Dort College trails by 12, 55-43. Pruitt passes left side to Cruz. Cruz to Harmson. Harmson with it. Harmson goes right side over to Pruitt. 1 minute remaining. Bounce pass right side over to Cruz. Cruz looking for Hochbergen. Instead, Cruz will back it out, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. And I believe Dort College will be shooting two free throws now.
Two shots upcoming.
So two free throws on the way. And shooting the free throws will be Kenzie Bausman. Bausman trying to trim this back to a 10-point difference. It stands at 55-43 right now. Bausman 3-for-4 from the free throw line and 3-for-5. That one rims out. Touched every part of the hoop and falls out. Flown is back in. Engbers is back in for the defenders. Under 53 seconds remaining in the third quarter now. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Bausma makes one of two. And it's an 11-point Doan lead. They bring it up. Doan, if they take a quick shot, can get a 2-for-1. With it out front is Naveen. Naveen feeds it in. Back over to Naveen. Naveen's shot no good. Tap out by Satterley, controlled by Dort College. Pruitt up the floor with it. Pruitt across half court. Splits the defense. Nothing there. Comes back over to Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Kim Cruz backs up to the half court circle. Kim with the basketball still on the bounce. 3 second difference. Shot clock, game clock. Right side Pruitt. Six to shoot. Now five. Out front. Flown. Flown. 3-pointer. Got it. 3-point basket by Alyssa Flown. Her second of the second half. 8 points for the ballgame. And the Dort College defenders are backed up within eight at 55-47. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Doan 55-47. It will be Dort basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. McKenna Dodd leading Doan with 22 points. Kenzie Bausma has 18. Kim Cruz has 12. Dort College in that quarter, 10 of 14 from the floor. Doan, by comparison, 5 for 12 from the floor. Pass goes out front to Flown. Flown over the basketball, gives it up Cruz. Cruz to Pruitt. Pruitt, nothing there. Back over to Engbers. Engbers lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Flown. Flown misses the putback. Flown gets the offensive rebound. Back to Engbers. Engbers drops it off inside, intended for Bausma, and it's taken back by Dort College. And now a foul called on Bausma in the backcourt. Kenzie Bausma whistled for her third personal. Kenzie Bausma, third personal foul. 55-47, an 8-point ball game. And the Dort College defenders will retreat on defense and await the Doan Tigers. Tigers have it into their offensive set now. Pass goes over to Zarbenecki. Her shot no good there for the rebound and the putback. Satterley, her shot no good. And now the rebound is out of bounds. Last touched by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the ball back. They dodge a couple of bullets there as Doan had the opportunity to knock down a couple of shots in the lane, one of them on a putback. And like I said, as well as Satterley performed offensively in the first half for Doan. Here in the second half, it's been a struggle for her. Driving right side is Flown. Flown shot no good. Rebound cleared by Naveen. Flown that time a floater on the left baseline. Pass to Satterley. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Doan with the basketball. Ball is inbounded to Flown. Flown will walk it up. Flown takes it across half court. Fires it to Bausma. Bausma on the right elbow. Dort College down 8. Cruz driving in. Her shot blocked. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is good. Kim Cruz with 16 points. And the defenders trail 55-49. 55-49, our score, Naveen. Naveen goes over to Reed. Reed on the right side. Reed puts it up in traffic. No good. Satterley. Satterley with a putback. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. 55-49, our score. Allie Satterley with 14.
Two shots for number 42, Allie Satterley.
So Satterley with 13 points in the first half. 2 points now in the second half. Another free throw on the way for Satterley. Satterley, 6.8 points per game average coming into the contest, but her role has changed here this afternoon with Hannah Barnard unable to play due to an injury. And the Dort College defenders trail by 7, and Kim Cruz drives the length of the floor. She's got 18. And the defenders back to within 5, 56-51. They've been as close as 4 here in the second half. Doan basketball. Driving in, spins into the lane. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Julia Reed. And it's 58-51. 58-51, our score. Flown. Flown has it on the right side. Flown goes over to Bausma. Bausma to Pruitt. Pruitt left side, Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Flown. Flown kick out back over to Engbers. Engbers 3, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Julia Reed on the weak side. She passes it right side. Driving in, Zarabanecki with a 2-point bucket. She's got 6. And the defenders trail by 9 again at 60-51. Kenzie Bausma back the other way. Driving into the lane. Her shot no good, but trying to set up to take the charge was Julia Reed. Reed whistled for the personal foul. And Bausma will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. Bausma with 18 points this afternoon. Bausma, a sophomore from Sheldon. First free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Roger Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center. Their number is 722-0101. By Point Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Pair of made free throws by Bausma. Bausma now with 20. And the Dort College defenders trail by 7, 60-53. 60-53 the score. Doan loses it out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Dort College. It'll be Tiger basketball. 7 minutes remaining. Ball is deflected by Flown. Flown comes up with a steal, but she steps on the sideline out of bounds. It will be Doan College basketball and a fresh 30 seconds to work with for the Tigers. So the Tigers get it back. For Bausma, 20 points here today. That eclipses her previous career high of 11 points. Bailey Zarabanecki with a basketball. She's got it on the right side. Shea Palama checked back into the game as well for Dort College moments ago. Zarabanecki on the right corner. Zarabanecki gives it up to McKenna Dodd. Dodd with it on the wing. Dodd comes back over to Ehrman. Ehrman feeds it underneath, and we've got a foul called against Dort College. And Shea Palama. Palama whistled for the personal, her 4th. And team foul number 3 against the defenders in this quarter. And it looks to me like they're going to let Palama probably play until she falls out of the contest. See how long she can go. Dodd gets it in over the top to Satterley. Gives it back to Ehrman. And now we've got an offensive foul called on Satterley as they try to force it into her. And Satterley gets called for the personal foul, her third. Rinesmith is into the ballgame. Palama is out. So Rinesmith is in. Dort College will go with five guards on the floor now. Fetters, Bausma, Rinesmith, Engbers, and Flown. Rinesmith bringing the basketball up. 6.5 remaining. And the clock, I believe, did not start, so they will reset things. Dort College got it up to the half-court stripe. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance for Audubon's and agents. 712-737-6000. Dort College inbounding the basketball, down 7, 6:29 remaining. And Dort College brings it across the timeline. This is Rinesmith, picks up her dribble, passes back over to Flown. Flown with it into Bausma. Bausma's shot in the lane, good. Kenzie Bausma with 22, and the defenders trail 60-55. Bausma getting it going here in the second half. Satterley underneath, defended by Engbers, kicks it back out to Ehrman. Ehrman with a basketball. Ehrman setting the offense in between the circles out front, gets the return pass, comes back right side, driving to lane is Dodd. Dodd kick out Satterley. Satterley on the elbow. Satterley driving into lane, and Bausma ties her up. Kenzie Bausma ties up the post player. Satterley, jump ball, goes to Doan this time. Fetters checks out of the ball game, checking back in for Dort College. I believe that's Kim Cruz. Pass into lane, shot no good by Zarbanecki. And the defenders, trailing by five, have the basketball, 5:40 remaining. Doan basketball. They pass it right, Dort basketball, I should say, Rinesmith. Rinesmith right side. Back to Engbers. Engbers on the left wing. Engbers driving down to the baseline. Might have traveled with it. Gets it away to Cruz. Kim Cruz underneath Rinesmith. Ball is swatted out of the air. 7 seconds on the shot clock, and Doan finally secures the loose basketball. So Doan gets the ball on the blocked shot. We come back the other way. Doan basketball driving down to the baseline. 5 minutes remaining in the contest. Doan sitting on a 5-point lead. Right side three on the way. Dodd. Dodd missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith to Bausma. Bausma loses it on the way up. It will be Dort College basketball. 60-55 our score. 4:53 remaining. Doan College with the basketball. Pass goes left side. They get it over to Morgan Hill. Hill feeds it left wing to Naveen. Naveen back to Hill. Hill in traffic. Off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped by Engbers. And neither team able to score a pivotal bucket here on the last couple of possessions. We go back the other way with it. Right side it goes to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Kim Cruz looking underneath. Cruz, nothing there. Now we've got a... Is that a 5 seconds call? So with 4:18 remaining, Dort College gets it, turns it over. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball. Jenna Naveen with it. Naveen's pass is tipped. It stays in bounds. It bounces off of an official. He was in play. Right side, they look for it. Comes back to Naveen. 15 to shoot for the Tigers. Comes back to Hill. Hill ducks into the lane. Her shot is up. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Morgan Hill with 8 points, and the Doan Tigers trying to withstand the Dort College rallies. There's under 4 minutes remaining now. The Dort College defenders starting to run out of time. Let's see if they can manage to stay relatively close here. Trying to stretch it to an 8-point lead again is Hill. Hill's free throw is good. Hill with 9 points. And the defenders trail 63 2:55, an 8-point difference, and Dort College is going to use the timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll keep it right here. This is a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College trails by 8 with the basketball. Pass out front, Flown. Flown's 3, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hill. Here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball. Hill has it on the right side, now beyond the three-point line. Goes over to Dodd, Dodd to Hill. Dodd gives it back to Naveen. Naveen calls for a set play with 18 seconds on the shot clock. And now reach-in foul is going to be called against Flown. Alyssa Flown whistled for her second. And that is Dort College is already over the five-foul threshold. And Jenna Naveen will go to the free-throw line to shoot two. Naveen with 5 points, now six. Doan right at their season average of 64 points. They are averaging 65 points per game. They've got 64 right now. And an opportunity to stretch it back to 10, the difference, and she does. So 7 points for Naveen, 10-point ball game. Doan on the defense. Dort College will walk it up trailing by 10. 3:19 and counting. Out front with the basketball. This is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith picks up her dribble, comes back over to Engbers. Engbers to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith drives into the lane. Her shot is good. Annie Ryan Smith with a spin move down low. Her first basket of the day. And the defenders trail it 65-57. Dort College has been as close as four here in the second half. Doan has withstood the runs. Jenna Naveen with it in between the circles. She's got it out near, well, right, almost smack dab in between the half-court circle and the top of the key. Pass comes to Dodd. Dodd, layup good. Dodd with 24. 67-57. Now the team swapping buckets. 2:30 remaining. Right side with it is Ehrman. Feed it down low. Palama. Palama. Nothing there. Now Cruz. Cruz drives in. Her short shot, no good. Rebound Palama. Palama in traffic, no good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma unable to hang on to it. And a tie-up called. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Doan has three. There's 2:13 left to go in regulation. Right now, Doan in the driver's seat. Fresh shot clock for Dort College to work with. But if you're Dort College, down 10, you really don't want to use that much time off of the shot clock. So that's of no real benefit to them at this point. Pass out front, Engbers, 17 feet from the basket, tries to dribble right. Kicks it back outside to Ryan Smith. And what do we have? We've got a hold called on Doan. That's going to be foul number three. Reed picks up the personal. She's called for a hold in the lane. That's her third. Team foul number three on Doan in this quarter. So they have one more foul to give. Pass comes in over the top to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, fakes the handoff, drives with the left hand. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Some more free throws on the way. This time it'll be Kim Cruz shooting the free throw. So Kim Cruz trying to make it an 8-point ball game with a couple of made free throws here. She's got 17 as she makes the first one. A second free throw on the way for Cruz. Cruz, the senior, up and down, 67-59. To 67-59, Dort College down 8. Doan trying to withstand Dort College's spirited attempt to make a comeback here in the second half, and now we've got a foul called away from the ball. And that's going to go on Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for a foul away from the ball, and I believe trying to get free was Morgan Hill, and Rinesmith had a fistful of jersey and gets called for the hold. Harmson, I beg your pardon, it's not Harmson, that will be Flown checking in. Rinesmith checks out. On the floor for the defenders, Pruitt, Flown, Bausma, Engbers, and Cruz. Second free throw is up and down for Morgan Hill. Hill makes one of two. And the defenders trail 68-59. And if you're Dort College, this might be a situation down nine where you think about getting a three-point shooter or two into the contest. Thinking about Peyton Harmson there, maybe you put her in. We'll see who they check in here at the timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By Joiner's Ort Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. And by People's Insurance, they're a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are the Sioux Center agents, located in Sioux Center. 722-0101 is their phone number. By Ploym Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Our score. Some GPAC scores beginning to come in. Concordia defeats Northwestern 91-44. That was a game played up the road at Seward. Probably about 30 minutes or so from here. Fetters passes over to Bausma. Bausma then on the left side, so Alyssa Fetters checks into the contest for the defenders at the timeout. Fetters down to the baseline. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Doan. Doan with the basketball. They get it into Naveen. Naveen passes right side. Reed. Reed to Dodd. 118 remaining. Dort College down 9. Cruz. They try to double team the ball. They get the pass back over to Naveen. Naveen guarded there by Flown. On the right side. 6 to shoot now for Doan. 5. Kick out pass Naveen. Naveen a 3. It's good. That one might do it. She's got 10, 71-59. Dort College, a spirited effort here in the second half. Kim Cruz, a layup attempt, no good. Ball's deflected up, picked up by Doan and Morgan Hill. And the Dort College defenders down a dozen with under a minute to go now. Doan with the basketball. With it on the right side is Julia Reed. Reed comes back to Naveen. Naveen. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Flown with 33 seconds remaining, but some precious time ticked off of the clock before the foul was called. Free throws on the way for Jenna Naveen. Naveen with 10 points thus far. This will be her 7th and 8th free throws. She is now 5-for-7. And she's got another one on the way after she misses that one. Second free throw, no good, but the offensive rebound for Morgan Hill. 30 seconds remaining. Doan playing keep away right now. They get it back over to Naveen. Naveen with it. Naveen out front to Julia Reed. Julia Reed gives it back to Dodd. 16 seconds on the shot clock, I was going to say. 17 on the game clock, and now the foul is called. 71-59, Doan with a 12-point advantage. Shooting the free throw is Naveen. So Naveen, a 50% free throw shooter coming into the contest, just 2 for 4. She makes that one. And another free throw on the way for Naveen. This one's up and through, so Naveen makes both free throws that time. And the Doan lead is 73-59. Dort College up the floor with it. Flown. Flown goes over to Fetters. Fetters out front, Angbers. Angbers three on the way. Kicks it off the heel. No good, and that's the ballgame. Doan secures the rebound. Our final, Doan 73, Dort College 59. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan improves to 8-6 overall, 3-3 in the conference. Doan, Dort College, that is, falls to 5-7. And 0-6. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's women's contest right after this. Welcome back to Crete, Nebraska, as the Dort College defenders fall to the Doan College Tigers by a final score of 73-59. Dort College trailed at the half 37-21. They got as close as 4 in the third quarter and then cut the lead down to, I think they got as close as 5 in the fourth quarter before falling by the eventual 14-point difference, 73-59. Dort College outscored Doan 26-18 in the third quarter and 38-36 in the second half all total. The defenders were led today by Kenzie Bausma with 22 points. Dort College has a team 21 of 58 from the floor for 36%. They're 14 of 30 in the second half, so just a shade under 50% in the second half. 4 of 17 on threes for 23.5%. 13 for 19 on free throws for 68%. For the Doan Tigers, they were 25 of 57 from the floor, 44%. 7 of 15 on threes, 47%. 16 of 25 on free throws, 64%. Rebounds, Dort had a 39-38 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort 20, Doan 14. The defenders were led today by Kenzie Bausma's 22 points. She was 8 of 11 from the floor. Kim Cruz, 18 points. Alyssa Flohn chipped in with 8, 5 for Paige Angbers, 2 for Shea Palama and Eddie Pruitt, and another 2 for Annie Rinesmith for Dort College's total of 59. Dort College just a shade under their season average of 61.8 points per contest. For the Doan Tigers, 24 for McKenna Dodd, 8 of 13 from the floor, 6 for 9 on threes, 15 points for Allie Satterley, 6 of 12 from the floor, 12 points for Jenna Naveen, 10 for Morgan Hill, 6 points for Bailey Zarabinecki, 3 for Emma Ehrman, 2 for Julia Reed, and 1 for Elle Jurgens for their total of 73. Doan scoring about 8 points better than their season average. Doan playing without their leading scorer this afternoon, Hannah Barnard, averaging 19.6 points per game. She was held out of action today due to injury. For the defenders, they were also a little shorthanded. Rachel Evavold has now missed 2 games with injury, hoping to get her back sooner rather than later. She's averaging 7.1 points per game. The defenders were led in rebounding by Kenzie Bausma's 8. Kim Cruz had 7, Alyssa Flohn had 6, Paige Ingbers had 4, along with Annie Rinesmith. For Doan, Morgan Hill had 8 rebounds, McKenna Dodd had 6, along with Allie Satterley, and 5 for Bailey Zarabinecki. Hill had 4 assists for the Tigers, Zarabinecki had 3, Hill also had 5 steals. Dodd had 3 for the defenders, 3 assists for Kim Cruz and Paige Ingbers, and for the defenders, 4 steals for Alyssa Flohn, 3 for Kim Cruz. Dort College is now 5-7 overall, 0-6 in the conference. Doan goes to 8-6 and 3-3. Next action for the Dort College defenders, a road game I should say, home game against Concordia next Friday. And then it's the trip out west for Door College, playing a couple of games against William Jessup and against Cal Maritime a week from this Monday and Tuesday. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College Defender women's basketball team, a valiant effort, and a very spirited second half. Made a run back. It would have been very easy for them to simply fold up the tent and head home, but they battled, got back to within 4 and 5 points, but in the end it was not enough as they fall to the Doan Tigers by a final score of 73-59. The Dort College Defenders slipping to 5-7 overall. And 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And in the absence this afternoon of Katie DeWitt-Severson, Amber Sorensen has made her way up to the Crow's Nest here at the Haddox Center. And Coach Sorensen, a good second half by your team in spurts. You ended up going to a little different lineup, a little smaller lineup, and that one was able to hold its own and make a good charge. If you take anything away from today, I would imagine it's the positives of the second half.
Yeah, definitely. Paige Engber, she really stepped up for us, guarding number 42 on the five. And then Annie Ryan Smith, she came in and she locked in and doubling down on her. That was kind of our plan right away. And that caused them a little trouble right away because they weren't able to kick it out as fast and look for their shooters. And then, you know, 11 hit. She played a really, really good game. That's a coaching error. We should have gone face guard on her a little bit sooner. But, yeah, overall, I'm really proud of our girls' third quarter. That's been a struggle for us this season, and having that be our quarter that we make a run is really impressive for them.
Kenzie Bausma, career high today, 8 of 11 offensively. She was active defensively, got her hand on some tipped basketballs, and that allowed her some good looks eventually.
Yeah, and she's been doing really well in practice, too. We've been working with her on being more controlled because she's so athletic. So for her to come out and have this good game is a huge confidence booster for her. And then it's also great for our team. We're able to rely on her a little more and take a little bit more off of our top scorers.
14 turnovers at halftime. I would imagine that was probably something you tried to address at halftime. How do you feel your team did in taking care of the basketball in the second half?
Yeah, the second half was a little better. I still think we need to limit our turnovers for sure. 20 is just too much for this team. But overall, you know, the second half was a lot better for us offensively.
Able to hold your own on the board. So when you go to a smaller lineup, that's always an area of concern. Rebounding-wise, you held your own 39-38, a slight advantage there. But 11 offensive rebounds for Doan, probably just a few too many.
Yeah, and I know a couple of those came at the end when we were in our smaller lineup. And that was one of the issues that we discussed at halftime when we were contemplating what to do. But, you know, we went with Shay again in the fourth quarter, and she got her fourth foul, so we had to risk that with her. But, yeah, offensively, we had a lot of – I mean, Kim had four offensive rebounds, and Alyssa Flohn had three, so that's pretty impressive for two of our guards to be our top leading offensive rebounders.
It was a struggle from the three-point line today. You end up 4 of 17. Were you getting the shots you wanted? You feel like they got forced a little bit? How do you feel about the offense?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that at halftime. We were forcing our threes a little bit more. So the second half we kind of wanted to attack and kick a little bit more and then hopefully get to the rim too off of those. But, yeah, I would say we forced our threes a little bit. So that's definitely something we could have done better in the first half for sure.
Coach Sorensen, that's all I need. Thanks for stopping by.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Coach Amber Sorensen filling in for Katie DeWitt-Severson this afternoon. The Dort College Defenders falling by a final score today of 73-59. And as Coach Sorensen said, the Dort College Defenders better showing in the second half. Went to a little smaller lineup, and they were able to make a charge back and took care of the ball a little bit better. Held their own rebounding-wise, so all in all, some positives in the second half. But the first half, digging themselves out of a hole, and Dort College never led in this contest. They trailed immediately 10-0. They cut it down to a 10-9 difference, and then after that, they would get as close as 4, and that was it. And the Dort College Defenders fall by a final score of 73-59. We'll be back with a look at the TPAC scores that we have at the moment and then turn the page to the men's contest right after this.
Hey, did you hear
that? A rough day for the teams that traveled into the southern part of the conference today. Doan defeats Dort in women's play 73-59. It was Midland over Briar Cliff 57-53. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan 65-62. Concordia downs Northwestern 91-44. And the lone team that traveled south that won was Morningside. They defeat the College of St. Mary 101-73. Concordia is atop the heap at 8-0. Hastings is at 6-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 5-2. Briar Cliff is 4-3. Northwestern is 3-5. They fall behind Midland, Morningside, and Doan, who are now all 500 at 3-3. Mount Marty is 2-4. Dort is 0-6. College of St. Mary is 0-7 this week. On the 15th, it'll be Doan versus Mount Marty. On the 16th, which is Friday, it'll be Concordia at Dort, Midland at Morningside. And on the 17th, the College of St. Mary travels to Dakota Wesleyan to wrap up conference play before the Christmas break.